I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I know I'm going to disappoint you for a moment. I've had so much fun going scorched earth on the Cleveland Browns and trying to make heads and tails of 1-6 and how we got here and why we got here. And we got more of that to come. Can we take a quick just moment? Can we have a moment of enjoyment of the Cleveland Guardians season now that it's over? Can we do that? And I will say, I have a whole new thing to root on the World Series. It's called the Los Angeles Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani getting his ring and getting his just desserts as the best player in baseball. But I digress, because I really want to give Austin Hedges credit for the magic trick that he pulled this season. Because about 7 or 8 months ago when they signed Hedgie, I, like many of you, cursed many a words off air about paying a guy who can't hit, is seemingly felt like a cheerleader for this team and not really a playable player, giving him $4 or $5 million. Well, he went out there and I think he was a huge part of why they had the success that they had. And so just that is where I was most wrong in the Guardians. That I also thought Ramon Laureano could still ball, and turns out that's not a thing anymore. That's okay. It's okay. But I thought it was great. If you guys missed it, and again, the Guardians are going to have their kind of end of season stuff tomorrow. And so we're going to have more on the end of the Guardians season. I know some of the emotion has subsided because obviously we had Brown's emotions taking over. But I really loved Hedgie. Was Austin Hedges this weekend after losing to the Yankees on game 5 was the exact kind of chippy that I think pulled off the greatest magic trick we've ever seen.
I mean, I wouldn't say underachieved. I mean, every single team that doesn't win the World Series underachieved. There's only one goal, there's only one champion, but essentially there's 29 teams that underachieve. But I mean, I felt like we proved a lot of people wrong. You can look at our win-loss, our over-under going into the year. All the people that wrote about us were just blatantly wrong, just not even close to right. So hopefully going into next year, they project us to win more than like 74 games.
You tell them, King. I gotta say, I don't know what point this season that the magic trick was complete, going from where I went from somebody that was like, this mother trucker is out here hitting .150 for my favorite team. He's an automatic out. Why? I don't know the exact moment when he pulled off this magic trick where all of a sudden I am so team Austin Hedges. But maybe it was, honestly, maybe it was even the playoffs where, and it was wasted because they didn't follow up on it, where Hedgie got the double in the ALCS. I don't know if it was that. But can I just tell you, that is the exact kind of cattiness I needed to counteract with, because it's so funny. Cleveland sports Twitter was such a cesspool this weekend. And the obvious thing is to point to the Deshaun stuff and all the crap that comes out of that entire situation and every different tributary, which feels like some exhausting fight after another. I was pretty exhausted on Saturday night talking about the Guardian season and how derivative some fans were with the reaction to the Guardians losing to the Yankees, which includes going back to the payroll conversation, which includes going back to grown-ass men saying things like loser mentality when talking about a team that everyone thought was going to win 78 games and won 91 games and was went to the ALCS as the 2 seed. And actually won a playoff series. I was pretty exhausted by it. So to hear Hedges after the game this weekend be kind of a catty B about it, I loved every second about it. But I will say, I don't know that the people that I saw on Saturday night who are ranting and raving like lunatics, if you were upset about losing, my quarrel is not with you. It really isn't. It sucked to lose. The way they lost was heartbreaking. Tanner Bibee had his best start of the postseason. You got an opportunity where Class A looked like Class A again. you should have won that game. And it was defeating that you lost the game. But to see the immediate reframing of that this was a failure, or that this was not a success, or that the Guardians themselves have anything to be ashamed of, made me wonder if those fans had actually watched this team ever. It did, and I'm not trying to tell you how to fan, because you can feel however you want about it. But my takeaway on Saturday wasn't the Dolans is cheap. It wasn't Chernetti should have been done this or done that at the deadline. As far as I saw it, two of the best players in the playoffs this year were deadline acquisitions. It was Matthew Boyd, yeah boy, and Lane Thomas. And by the way, Lane Thomas in Cleveland was better than Jazz Chisholm was in New York. I digress. But this, because it really only applies to the Guardians. When the Browns go 11-6 and lose in the playoffs, it's, man, what a season. Even when they got beat by Houston, it was, what a season. That was so cool. That was so great. The Cavs, I'll be honest, there's a point of frustration with the Cavs. And I'll be honest, I was the biggest aggressor this year of what the hell are the Cavs doing. And a lot of that is I feel a little frustrated with Kobe Altman, and I thought J.B. Bickerstaff was outclassed as a coach, and I hate feeling like that's the case. But listen, you didn't lose because of payroll. You didn't lose for a myriad of reasons. You lost because, quite frankly, Jose and Josh weren't good enough when it mattered. You didn't have enough starting pitching. And Stephen Vogt made a couple decisions that took that from maybe a 6 or 7 game series to being a 5 game series. All of which I can live with. I can. But this idea that somehow, because you lost in 5 games, I'll be honest with you, here's another thing, because I'm just free-forming it right now, just throwing things out. I actually thought that was a really competitive series. You can say, but it was 5 games. Guardians had multiple chances to win each one of those games, and whether you want to spin that as the Yankees just were better than them, or they didn't take advantage of those opportunities, however you want to do it, the reality is, the Guardians, if I had told you you're going to lose in the ALCS to the Yankees, you're going to get something like 5 or 6 home games in the playoffs, and you're going to do so without any semblance of a starting rotation on the back of an elite bullpen and with an offense that is good, not great. If you could have signed up for that in March, you would have signed up 10 times over. And you can have your frustrations about the organization till you're blue in the face. That team, those dudes, deserve your respect. I'm not talking about the Dolans. I'm talking about Austin Hedges, Josh Naylor, Jose Ramirez, John Kensie Noel, Tanner Bibee, Emmanuel Clase, Tim Heron, the entirety of that bullpen, because there are too many guys to mention at this point. Avila, Lane Thomas, Stephen Kwan. Stephen Vogt. They deserve nothing more than a tip of cap, because that was a hell of a season, and it didn't end the way we want to. But I don't know there was ever more of a disparity in how you should feel as a Browns fan and how you should feel as a Guardians fan, given the way their two seasons have played out. JP joins us. We'll get into the Browns debacle next on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.